Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to 10 Minutes of Tehillim. We are continuing Perek Chaf-Dalet, Chapter 24, with the next set of psukim, the end of the chapter, our last part for this week. This is Part 4, talking about a very well-known masa, a very famous story that Chazal darshan on the last set of psukim. Before we do that, I want to just talk about the psukim themselves. You'll notice a repetitive theme in the last set of psukim, the last four of them. Talks about that the gates should raise up or open themselves, and then vihinasu pischei olam, and then opening forever those gates. Obviously, the theme is something about the Beis HaMikdash, as we said at the beginning in the introduction, because it talks about the gates, the sharim of the Mikdash. In fact, Mesudas David, as far as the pshat, we're really going to talk about the drash of this section of the Perek. But Mesudas David, just to introduce with pshat, talks about this idea, and he says that the truth is we're asking in this Perek, this part, for Hashem to open the gates of Rina Utfila in the Beis HaMikdash, which, by the way, makes sense that this chapter should be the one that we highlight often, verse by verse, recited by the Baal Tfila and the Kehila on the Yom Noraim, on Rosh Hashanah, before Tkiyat Shofar, because it's talking about opening gates for Rina Utfila, before we have the shofar blowing, and before we have Tfilas Musaf, the very elaborate Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, we have to first request that Hashem open the gates and hear our prayers, and that's why it's appropriate in this section, this Perek, for that time. As far as repetition, Mesudas David writes, it could be simply, again, very simple, that the two Batei Mikdashos, if we're talking about referring to the Beis HaMikdash, we had Mikdash 1, Mikdash 2, and therefore it would make sense to repeat it. But I want to focus today on the drash of this section, where the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Lamed has a beautiful interpretation in reference to something we discussed many, many times before. Thematic in Tehillim is David HaMelech's requests for forgiveness and things he might have done wrong, and famously, the sin with Bathsheba, not to repeat the whole story right now. We've spoken about it in the past. With Bathsheba, he was accused of taking for himself an Eshes Ish, a married woman. And this section, Chazal say in the Gemara, might have been a request by David or by Shlomo to be forgiven for that sin as a sign that he was forgiven. Let's go through the Gemara in Shabbos and read it together. The Gemara says, Amar David lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribono shel Olam. David says to God, mighty being of the world, Mecholi al oso avon, forgive me for this sin with Bathsheba. Amar lo mecholach. God said, you're forgiven. Amar lo asei imi os b'chayai. Okay, I appreciate you forgave me. Show me a sign in my lifetime. Hashem said, no. Amar lo b'chayecha ani modia. In your life, I'm not going to let you know. B'chayei Shlomo b'ncha ani modia. But in your son's life, Shlomo's life, I will in fact give you a sign that you were forgiven. And what happened? Kishabana Shlomo Beis HaMikdash, when Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash, Bikesh Lahachnis Aaron the Beis Chad Shiakachim, he wanted to bring the Aaron HaKodesh into the holiest of holies in the Beis HaMikdash. Davku Sha'arim Zebezeb, but the gates wouldn't allow him. They closed. They were stuck together. Shlomo said to try to open them, Esther Ma'arba Renanos. He said 24 praises, songs to God. Lo nene, and God didn't respond. Pesach va'amar, he opened and said, Su shar mashaychem, v'inasu pischei olam. The text of this very Perek, he said, let the gates raise up and open. V'yav melech ha'kavod, and let the melech ha'kavod in. So, ratu basre l'mivle, the gates chased him to swallow him. Why? Amru chami hu melech ha'kavod. He's saying that you or your father, are you the king? He's saying, they thought that Shlomo was saying that I'm the Melech HaKavod, I'm the honorable king. Amar Lahu, no, Hashem Yizuz V'Givur, no, not me. I wasn't talking about me. Open up for the Melech HaKavod for God, for God's Aron Kodesh, for Hashem. So Chazav Amar Sushar Mashechem V'Nat Usu Pesche Olam. So V'Yav Melech HaKavod, he said it again to reiterate, open up for the Melech HaKavod for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his Aron Kodesh, to come through. Who is Mihuzena Melech HaKavod? Hashem Svakos Umelech HaKavod Selen. Who is the Melech HaKavod? It's Hashem Svakos, it's God. Lo nana, and he still wasn't answered. Kevin Shama Hashem Elokim Atashe Perim Shitecha Zracha Lechasti David Avdecha. When Shulam Elok said, okay, don't turn me away. Remember the chesed of my father David, Miad Nene. At that moment, he was answered, and the gates opened for the Aron Kodesh. Ba'osa Shah Nefchu Pnei Kol Sonei David Kishuli Kedera. Ve'yadu Kol Ha'am Kol Yisrael Shemacha Lo Akash Baruch Hu Al Osu Avon. When Shulam Elok used David as the way, David's chesed, to say, please open up, and they opened, the entire Kol Yisrael was aware that God forgave David, and those who were the enemies who spoke out against David and said he was guilty of a terrible sin, their faces turned kishulei kedera, like the burnt places on the bottom of the pot. And there's many different mefarshim who talk about, especially in the Drush world, the Hasidic world, why the comparison kishulei kedera to the bottom of the burnt part of the pot. Ayin Rav Kook and Ein Ayah on this Gemara, which I've shared, I think, once before on a Friday night. But I want to share, to end this section, really an amazing drush, how this psukim applies to David, his sin, and by the way, also gives us an insight in a homiletic way as to why these psukim are relevant to Yomim Noraim, because as we've described in the past, that the whole theme of Yom Noraim is about forgiveness from our sins, that we want signs, we're presenting that to Hashem. We're saying, just like David HaMelech knew that he made a mistake, possibly, and asked for forgiveness, and you gave him a sign that he was forgiven, so to grant us forgiveness, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and show us a sign that we also are forgiven, grant us forgiveness on these holy, high holy days. That's very sensible in terms of why we make a nice connection between this parak, this chapter, the story of Chazal, and our reciting this on Yom Noraim, specifically on Rosh Hashanah Yom HaDin. Let me share with you an amazing insight from the Sefer Sichos Tzadikim, different stories of Tzadikim that I saw that I think is beautiful to end this section. We say in Eshes Chayil, in Mishlei, in the 30th parak, I believe, 30th chapter, we sing it Friday night, Noda Basha Arim Bala, B'shifto Im Zikni Aretz. With the gates, the husband is known in the Sha'arim, is known in the gates. That's the translation, and I'm sure you're aware that Mishlei is not meant to be literal. It's interpreted by many different mefarshim in different ways, the Vilna Gaon, the Malbim, Rashi, different interpretations. But the Sefer Sichos Tzadikim brings a beautiful drush, and he says, Noda Basha'arim Bala can be read, Noda Basha'arim, Kama Bala. What does that mean? This story about the gate opening and showing forgiveness for David HaMelech, No de Basha'arim. It was made known through the Sha'arim, through the gates, that what? Ba'ala. That David is the rightful husband to Bathsheba, and that he was forgiven. What a beautiful drush. So the Pasuk is telling us how a new Kavanah now in Eshes Chayil, that No de Basha'arim Ba'ala, that David HaMelech was made known to everyone through the gates, Sha'arim, Ba'ala, that he was indeed the rightful husband to Bathsheba, and was forgiven, and was not held to be in contempt, held to be a sinner. What a beautiful drush, nice way to end this section, this Perech Chaf Dalet. Mirza Hashem, next week, continuing with the beginning of Perech Chaf Hey, chapter 25, wishing all of you a wonderful and meaningful day ahead.